back to Before Now podcast. My name is Bliss Akinyemi, but I prefer that you call me Missy. Missy is spelled M-I-C-I and pronounced M-I-S-S-Y. That's right. If you need a pen, grab one. M-I-S-S-Y. Lovely people, it's so amazing to have you guys listening again. You know, without you, this wouldn't be happening. I can't stream all these things by myself. So yeah, welcome back to Before Now Podcast. If this is your first time listening, Before Now Podcast is a talk show where myself and my guests discuss different issues of life in relation to how we used to see them versus how we see them now. This matter, it concerns all of us, millennials, Gen Zs, all of you, just get in here. Today on the show, we are going to be talking about saving money. And you know, last week when we discussed making money, we had a lot of touch points. You know, making money in this generation as a Nigerian, it's not easy something. Now let's talk about saving money. That one is even harder than anything. But you know, before we get into it, let me introduce my guest to you. My guest is Ebumbelo. Ebumbelo is a digital content creator who has interest in skincare, fashion, and travel. And when she's not creating content, she's helping people take care of their skin. Don't you think that we should actually record the skincare episode?
We should.
So fam, don't worry, you're going to have to listen to Ebon one more time because we would be recording an episode on skincare. Taking care of our skin is like important. Very, very. So yeah, let's dive right into the subject for today. Saving money. Ebon, welcome on the show.
Thank you for having me, Missy. Great to be here.
So let's talk about this. You know, on the show, we are talking about before and we are talking about now.
Yeah.
So first of all, let me ask, when it comes to saving money, what was your first exposure to saving money? Because me, if I tell you my story about saving money, you get as it be. Like, sometimes I wonder how did I grow up into this kind of amazing adult? Because as a young person, it was a no-no. So yeah, tell us, what was saving money like for you? I mean, growing up.
As a child, I mean, the earliest memory I have, I remember that my parents always had this wooden box.
Kolo.
Yeah. Kolo, you know what we call kolo?
Kolo, yeah.
So this piggy bags, yeah. So every time, you know, they would give us like some little allowance or if visitors come to the house. Now, visitors don't. If visitors come to your house, they don't give you money again.
Our traditions are dying. Right. What's that?
Right. So, you know, when visitors come, they give you the 20 cents naira, 100 naira, 50 cents naira. So our parents always made sure that we save that money, because again, what, like, they were literally giving you everything that you needed. So what did you want to spend that money on? So we had that culture of saving right from time. And then at a certain point, I remember that we would break open the bank, take out the money. Wow. I can't remember what we used the money for, but you had to save your money, and each of us had a piggy bank. Wow. So it was kind of like even a you know, who could save the highest.
Oh,
right.
Wow,
kind
of between your siblings.
Yeah,
and
myself
you.
And my younger sister then. So you know, and that's we grew up that till our teenage years. Wow. I remember that as a teenager, if I wanted something, I had to save for it. Like, even if my parents were going to give me some money, I still had to bring my own money.
Oh, wow.
So that grew up with me, and then now, you know, everything has gone digital, but that was how I grew up then.
You know, when I listen to people like you talk and talk about saving money, in my head, it never makes sense. Because honestly, when I was growing up, my younger sister was the saver. If there's any word like that, she was the saver. Every damn thing, she just wanted to save. Same. I am like, okay, like, you only live once. Like, spend this money. Like, it never made sense to me why anybody would want to keep money aside.
Somewhere.
Like, what are you keeping that money for? Yeah. And it's so crazy because there's just this thing that happens when you have money. You start feeling the need to just do something with money. I think that's where the old discipline and all of that, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Because before, this is what we are talking about. When I have money, as a young girl, when I was growing up, any money that entered my hand was meant to be spent. Like, what possible?
How many things you used to spend on?
Thank you for asking me. Please, thank you for asking me. What did I spend money on? Is it goody goody? Was it
Baba Dudu?
Exactly, like a corner going. Those were the things, just nonsense, junk. Because I don't remember buying anything tangible with money. And then I think that for a part of my growing up, you know, I don't know what happened that day. We just stumbled on my father's money. It was under the rug. My father laid the whole money under the rug.
Wow.
So we're like, wow, is this savings? If this is the definition of savings, people are not wise. Because how would you be saving in plain sight? How would you be saving your money?
Yeah.
So it became this, we had this attitude. My uncles, I'm sorry I'm casting all of you. I'm so sorry. But you know, we had this thing where we just go help him take some of the money, then level it all over again. I just go, and we were just spending it on nonsense. Like, to be very honest, nonsense. But I've grown up to realize that you cannot live your life.
Then, you know, of course, right now things are a whole lot more better with technology, and I think back then everybody just had this idea like, you need to have money aside for mm-hmm. a rainy day. Mm-hmm. But then they were not, I think people were also skeptical about banks. Like, why would I put my money in a bank when I can have my money right with me? But then they didn't understand the concept of interest.
Yes, I guess.
You understand?
Yes.
Like, saving is very different from investing. Exactly. Like, you can save and still earn interest. Like, exactly. Make your money work for
exactly.
you. So I think that we didn't have that mentality.
We
just
did
like,
not.
Well,
we
you
did
have
not.
The money, spend
the money. And then there was the point where they actually, like, bought clothes for because
yeah.
I think we had like three. I had three different types of
colors.
There
wow.
was the aluminium foil one.
Okay.
There was the wooden one. There was the mud one. The rounded
yeah.
color.
Oh.
And still, I was just like, it was just a waste of money buying color because before I put money in color for 1 week,
yeah.
I'll break that color.
Wow.
If I don't break it, I'll take broom
to bring it out.
Because I just, you know, it just never made any sense. And like I said, I did not get that part of mm-hmm. okay, making your money work
for
you, and
yeah.
keeping your money. See, I could not delay gratification.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is it.
Yeah,
I could not just
true.
Delay. If I wanted something as a young girl, I wanted
it.
To get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Even and it's so weird because that thing I want to get, if I could save up for it, I could
mm-hmm.
probably like have more.
Yeah, of course.
Short sightedness.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I wear glasses. Because I would not just want to just do wait for anything. But my sister, God, please come and tell me. Wow, how did you do this thing? Because I know a lot of people that were growing up, they saved money, their parents made it. My parents did not make me save
money.
I mean, it was not like they insisted that
so
you
So how did your
save.
Sister get into that habit? Like,
I still don't know. That's what I'm saying. She needs to come and explain to us how
she got
the habit. Exactly how she got the habit of putting money aside. Because she used to irritate me, to be honest. I was always mad, like, bring that money. So if there's anybody I'm owing money the most in my life, it's my younger sister. Because every now and then, she'll be, you don't want to spend it. Borrow me. And I think, I'm so sorry, my love. I think that till today, I'm still owing that girl like a whole lot of money. Because every now and then, it was always, bring your money,
yeah.
bring your money, bring
yeah.
your money, bring your money. But seriously, that is not the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why my view of saving has really, really changed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, coming from, you did not save now. Who are you? Who born you? Who born you now to
yeah.
not save? Well, yeah, it's been amazing having this conversation. I mean, so far, talking
mm-hmm.
about saving money and
mm-hmm.
all of that. But seriously, do you think that, I mean, aside the obvious reasons that I've just stated now,
yeah.
like, not my parents not enforcing
mm-hmm.
it, what do you think is the major reason why a lot of people like don't have, like did not grow up with saving habits?
Okay, so that I can't speak for a lot of
yeah.
people, right? Because again, but I think that some people probably when they were younger, they also just felt like my parents would always provide for me,
mm-hmm.
so why do I have to save money?
Exactly.
It wasn't that way in my house. Like, fine, we were okay,
you
know,
provided for
yeah
us.
But there were some things. I remember when I was in secondary school, I developed the habit of reading novels. Like when I was younger, my parents would buy the regular
yeah,
literature
books,
books.
And all
but
that.
Then I got to school and I was seeing the
Alice
Club, yeah, all of that. I'm like, oh, I mean, I could not go tell my dad I want to read for
exactly,
leisure and you
exactly,
should give me the money.
Exactly.
So I started saving my money. And I can recall that I think when I was in junior secondary school, a group of us, like my friends, about four or five of us, we started like a cooperative.
Oh, wow.
So one person would keep the money, right? So it was like, oh, 20 naira every day or 50 naira every day.
Oh,
then
dear.
At the end of the term, we'd collect our money. Then we'd not spend it on whatever we want to spend, right? Then besides that cooperative,
mm-hmm.
I was also saving some of my money to buy books. Do you understand?
We are saving some of my money. I'm like, it must have been a very, 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 very...
Funny enough, my parents used to give me, I think, 100 naira.
Yeah.
So 100 naira was still something.
Like, yes,
yeah, then, I mean, as I said, I started moving up, then they would add
increase
more. Then again,
the
I wasn't, so, I mean, school bus would drop us in the morning, we'd
okay.
check back home. I can't remember what
exactly
the arrangements
was,
but it wasn't like I was spending, like, I would take food to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that money was just, oh, you want to get snacks, or you just need
so,
money.
So, like, don't beg other
yeah,
people's things, like,
yeah,
don't look at other people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when I had extra money, I would save it. Then again, people were still giving us money then. So, I mean, if I wanted to buy a book, and I also love jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
So I would buy a new wristwatch,
mm-hmm.
to me buy bracelets,
oh,
buy
okay.
rings,
mm-hmm.
buy, you know, I used to buy a lot of junk food
oh,
too.
Wow.
But then, like, I always just had the money, and it wasn't always my parents' money per se.
Oh,
it was money I saved.
I
think personally for me, I always had that growing up. I think some people were just like, you know what, parents will always provide for me.
Yeah.
Or they just did not, like you said again, they could not delay gratification. They were just like, I have this now, I need to spend it now. So I think that would probably have been the issue.
Let's now talk. See, I was waiting for you to just like end this particular stuff you've been saying. Now let's talk about our job. See, there's something I never understood. That's this savings,
cooperative
savings.
Yeah.
Our job, like when I was growing up, I would see like my colleagues, age mates, saving money.
Yeah.
I used to think everybody was dumb. Like, check, like, are you people okay? Because okay, so then the few times that I saw somebody did not, somebody spent some people's money, I was just like, you see what I was telling you people, you see what I was saying? How would you, in your right senses, give somebody else your money? Like, you can't buy sweets. Just go and buy chewing gum. Go and buy something. Like, it never, ever, ever, ever made sense to me to say, okay, I mean, I'll draw and all of that. But before we proceed, I'm going to put you on the spot now. I mean, you know, I told you, I give you the heads up. Normally, I'm supposed to give you heads
bring
up.
Bring it on, I'm ready.
Okay, so, you know, normally, I'd have given you like 15 to 10 seconds, but no, because this word is a very short word.
Okay.
And I don't want you to get it. So I'm going to give you just 5 seconds. So 5 seconds. Your word is spelled N-K-A-B. 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 N-K-A-B.
Come.
N-K-A-B. N-K-A-B. The word that Ebo has to scramble today is spelled N-K-A-B. 5 seconds is up. Say thank you.
My goodness.
Even though I gave you the heads up, you know, I just knew this was what I was going to do. Sipping evil, you know.
You got me, because now I know the word.
No, now you know the word, yes. So if you're listening to us, head over to our social media pages. On Instagram, it's at Before Now Podcast. On Facebook, Before Now Podcast. Go unscramble the word that Ebon could not unscramble. I mean, I know you know the word now, but
yeah,
you didn't do it
but
in
you
5 seconds.
On
it's a word spelled N-K-A-B. We're still talking about money. So let's talk about money now. Saving money, like right now. What's that process like? How is it to, you know, put money aside, you know, the which that they call themselves value of our currency,
it's
nothing to write home about. So exactly how, you know, how is it what exactly is the saving lifestyle, what is it like for you right now?
It's really not easy, like you said, and this time it's not even about not delaying gratification, it's about earning enough to even save.
You know,
people say, "Any to low, low man save."
Exactly.
Because if you don't even have money for your basic needs, where do you
what
want
are you
to
saving?
Save?
Exactly.
So I remember during my NY, so after school, I mean, in school, yeah, I still had money, but after school, that was like the real world.
Exactly.
Kind of. Funny enough, after school, I mean, I got like an internship somewhere. So I spent like 6 months there, and I was able to save some money to get stuff for my NYC. So I was on that bus stuff that I took. My parents did not buy anything. Everything that I took to camp, I bought it with my own money. My mom supported me, like, okay, transport
but
and
the
all
major
that.
Part
yeah, the major
it,
part was
right?
me.
Yeah.
Right, it was my money. So that, I mean, I was earning about 20-30K before NYC then. And that was still a lot of money to me for like a first time, a job after school. So, I mean, I was able to save some money that took me to, that helped me to get stuff. But during NYC, you know, my source of income went back to the 1980s, right? The state wasn't paying any money.
Wow.
The school I was working to wasn't paying any money.
Oh, wow.
And I did not want to stretch myself taking on, like, extra lessons because I was sent to a school. So I was just basically on that 1980s, right?
Wow.
Thankfully, I was in a... I wouldn't say it's a rural place, but it's not a city like Lagos.
Cost of living
wasn't so high.
Exactly.
The accommodation was ridiculously cheap.
Oh, wow.
So accommodation was out of my expense. So my basic expenses were just food, transport. We didn't even have to take transport because it was literally just trekking.
Oh, wow.
So I had 19.8. But, I mean, other expenses started coming up. We had to pay light bill. You had to pay for trash. You had to settle some dues. So you had to do your data. At the end of the day, I was not having enough money to save. Not because I didn't want to save, but because I literally did not have any money to save. So it was just me living from next year, paycheck to paycheck. When the next year comes in.
Yeah.
So at that moment, it wasn't a matter of I didn't want to save. It was a matter of I did not have money
to
save.
And you were making money. Like,
yes, I was
making money, but it was just not enough
to
put set aside.
Yeah, exactly. So when some people say I saved during NYC, I'm like, nigga, like, tell us,
tell us the truth. No, it's okay, it's okay.
Like, please, you had extra source of income. You already don't tell me it was an expense
just
we're saving. Yeah.
Like.
So I think a challenge for some people as adults is not earning enough to even be able to set aside. Especially people that now have dependents.
Exactly.
You understand? I didn't have anyone depending on me, but it was just me, you know, just me. But then it wasn't enough at that moment. So after NYC, thankfully, I got a job. Yeah. And although, again, it wasn't so much money, but at that time, I went back to saving again. Oh, okay. So I made sure that every month I was saving at least, every month I would save 5K.
Oh, wow.
From my money. Like, no matter.
I'm very sure that was some sort of delaying gratification for you. I'm sure you probably I'm not sure. Yeah, exactly. Things that you delayed to put 5,000 naira aside.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So what something I do is at the start of every month, I already know how much I'm earning. So there's this rule I use, the 50-20-30 rule. Yeah. So 50% goes to your major expenses, 20% for savings, and the 30% is for miscellaneous. Mm-hmm. So I, like, even if I was earning 10K, I knew that this was going to. So yeah. I always made sure that at the start of the month, I sort out my data, my food money, my transport. Those are the major things. Okay, then maybe those are the major things. Okay. Then also money for my hair, for toiletries and all that. So whatever I had left, I made sure that I saved that. I made sure that it was just left in the bank. So thankfully, I had 2 bank accounts then. Okay. I had my NYC account and I had my regular account. So I would move the money I wanted to save to my NYC account and just leave it there. And then I had my regular money, right? So that works for me. And then I started getting, as my source of my earning capacity started increasing, I was increasing the money. So it went from 5K to 10K to 20K, and I was saving 40K, I was saving 50K. So, I mean, I always make sure that I save. And now, it's still a bit of a challenge because now, again,
I was just about to ask, how is that really going? Like,
yeah, because now leaving your money in the bank comes with a lot of charges. You know, you just see ATM maintenance.
Oh my god,
It moved from it got to a state that account, I don't know what happened, but I think it's not dormant right now, but there's no money there.
Okay.
So I moved from, so that was when, I can't remember, maybe it was in 2017 or 2018, I started hearing about Piggy Bank. Mm-hmm. It was now Piggy Vest, but it used to be Piggy Bank. So people were really raving about it. There was Cowrie Wise too. And I'm like, okay.
It's a lot of them.
Yeah, but those were the two key players then. So I was like, okay, let's give this a shot. So I opened a Piggy Bank account and I threw some money in there. And at that time, I don't even think they had, now they have Flex,
all of that.
They didn't really have all that. I think it was just the major Piggy Bank. So that Piggy Bank, you have only 4 withdrawals.
Yeah, in the month.
Before it became Piggy Vest. But so basically what I mean is that you could not withdraw your money.
Yeah.
If you withdraw your money, there's a fine.
Yes, exactly. Pay.
So it was like, you know what, Benny, any money I'm putting here,
just forget it. Your mind.
Do you understand? So that kind of also helped me. Then I started also, so I needed to get things. You know, I wanted to get a new phone. I wanted to get this. So I started saving towards those things.
Okay, that's like target savings.
Saving towards those things. But now, again, some people are actually talking about investment. And now your savings...
Investment is even a different topic. In fact, we are going to be talking about investment on the next episode of this show. Because we have to really, really tackle this whole money issue. Because money is like it's a very big deal. Yeah. And then for us in this generation, in this day and age, for crying out loud, I'm in my late 20s. So, you know, it's quite a challenge. Like, you really have to understand money. You need to understand how to make it. You need to understand how to put it aside. You need to understand how to actually invest it. Mm-hmm. And as a result, you know, there's just this liberty, the freedom that comes with being financially free.
Yeah.
Not depending on anybody. You can call the shots in your life. So, speaking about me, when it comes to savings for now, you know, I said I grew up with a bad attitude, bad saving attitude.
Yeah.
And then it took a couple of people in my life to actually look at me and be like,
you can't do like
going
this.
Down the drain. Like, this is terrible attitude to actually keep up. And as a result, they came in, they intervened, they explained. I mean, that was when I got to know about the old 50-30-20 But then, you know, for some people, just in case you're listening and you're wondering, you know, Webun says she saves 40K and plus. I'm like, don't be intimidated.
Don't be intimidated. I have only 5K in my account right now because I've bought this.
Do not be intimidated. You know, you can just start small. Okay, recently I saw a friend of mine on our WhatsApp status. She was complaining that she had 1,000 naira in account, and then Piggy took out 300 naira because that was like the daily savings that she had already set it up
yeah.
to to take out. And then she shared in her next slide and was like, okay, she had 21,600 or something.
Okay.
And she was like, she's excited just because as much as it's hurting her now that they are taking out the money, the time when she'll be able to access this money, I mean, I think that's still like the end of the year.
Then
she like already has 21. Yeah. It's a safe lock. Okay. And then she already has 21K. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine how the girl is going to be balling by Christmas time and all of that. So, you know, you don't have to actually beat yourself up. You just have to be able to set aside little. Of course, for some people, saving may not be like a priority right now because they just make money, spend money, or they're putting money into some things that they're doing. Don't beat yourself up. But the truth is, we all need to set money aside.
Yeah, it's
not just for rainy days, for sunny days when you want to go to the beach too.
I love that.
Not just for rainy days, I tell you, because come on, when you just want to give yourself a treat, when you want to do all of that, then you have to start calling people to do that for you. No. So yes, please, if you've been listening and you listen up to this point, we would really like to know what your saving habit was like growing up, what your first exposure to savings was. Saving money, it was not saving any other thing. Money, go. And yes, how are you faring now as an adult? How are you faring now that you're grown? And if you are, you know, still struggling with saving, I can only wish you the best. My advice for you is to try to delay gratification. Because, you know, if you develop a very, very good saving attitude, it's something that you can actually apply in different areas. You can actually, it's not just about saving money. You can pause to make decisions in every other area of your life. The minute you can master the attitude of keeping money aside, money that is your own, you need to come and ask me. Money that is my own, I'm just looking at it. And then for some people, I think that we should also address the issue of taking things one step at a time, in the sense that sometimes you just need to save, have target savings to get some things that would enable you to now have like a long-term savings. Because everybody's saying they're saving. At the end of the day, it's target savings for everybody. Really, it's target savings. Some people are saving to build a house. They might save it for the cost of 5 years. Some people are saving to buy a car. They might save it for the cost of 2 years. And you're saving to just buy yourself a generator, like in my case. Or you're saving to buy yourself a new phone so that you can do your job better. See, don't listen to the noise of the crowd. Just do what you have to do. Do what you have to do. Save what you have to save. Then, you know, get better at it. But really, if you do something consistently over time, there's no harm in this. Exactly. It's the key. There's no harm in doing this thing. It's just saving money. It's just doing something repeatedly.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's all for the benefit of you, yourself, and you, and then everybody around you. So please, in case you've not been saving, in case you've been thinking something is too small to save, please go and save it. No matter how ridiculous it is, just go and put it aside. Set it aside. And you know what? You're going to be thankful. You're going to come back and leave reviews and leave comments and tell me, yes, Missy, you know what? Thank God I listened to this episode with Ebon, because I was really, really blessed and I started saving. And maybe, you know, you just probably save for my next birthday gift as well. And buy me a car or something. Oh my God, it's been amazing chatting with you, Ebon. It's been fantastic chatting with you. Glad that you made our time to do this. I mean, I love the fact that we eventually had this conversation.
Glad to have done it as well. Check something off my bucket list.
You know, like, next episode we'll be talking about investment. Oh my God, we really need to talk about, because there's just too much buzzwords going all over the place. You don't even know which one to do. You don't know exactly what to do. But seriously, like I told you all before, it's real people having real conversations. These opinions are solely that of myself and the guest, you know. But then we believe that you can learn from us. So iron is yet to sharpen.
Exactly.
So that's how it's going to go. So the next episode, catch me up on social media. On Facebook, it's Before Now Podcast. On Instagram, it's at Before Now Podcast. Personally, you can find me at Missy Blissy. Missy Blissy is spelled MICIBLISSY. On Facebook, it's Blissy Akinyemi. Till the next episode, ask yourself, what happened before now?